Hey, thanks for listening to the Ben Maller Show podcast. It's me, Ben. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight from 2 to 6 Eastern, 11 p.m. to 3 a.m. Pacific, right here on Fox Sports Radio. You can find your local station for the Ben Maller Show over at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Hello and welcome. It's hour number three of the Ben Maller Show, and you've picked a good one. As everyone continuing to do the autopsy on what went wrong in Dallas, a former star player who wore the star there, Dez Bryant, says that Cowboy players are spoiled and that they've become soft. Are you in or are you out on that statement holding water? We'll discuss right now in hour number three. Well, that explains it. That's got to be the reason. Welcome in the beginning of another hour of the Ben Maller Show. We are side by side as we are between wind and water, coast to coast, border to border, and beyond on the vast and massively powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from the whittle as we whittle down the overnight hours, whittling them down to size at the Fox Sports Radio Studios secret location somewhere in the Northwoods. So our lead this hour comes from the NFL, the better story in the losing locker room, and that is where we go right now. The autopsy continuing on the dramatic exit of the Cowboys at the hands of the 49ers in the postseason. We are still in the dissecting and analyzing part of the story, looking at bodily fluids and seeing what's going on. Now, if you've not heard the latest, maybe not, there's some interesting comments made by a former Cowboy star trying to narrow down what the heck happened in Dallas. Dez Bryant. Remember Dez? He's given us his 10 cents. He's been throwing some haymakers about the, quote, culture, unquote, around the Cowboys. Now, Bryant recently took a swing at the way the Cowboys do business. Right, how they do the operation there in the greater Dallas metropolitan area. Now, Dez explained that, quote, one of the biggest problems he had, he said, playing with Dallas, was that the team didn't understand they weren't Aikman, Irvin, and Smith. Of course, Troy Aikman, Michael Irvin, and Emmitt Smith back in the Stone Age when the Cowboys were good. Now, Bryant had a rant on social media recently where he said, no disrespect to those guys, but they were his motivation to at least get one Super Bowl, which Dez did not do. And now, as the late, great Paul Harvey would say, for the rest of the story, Dez Bryant with the money quote, he then implied that some current Cowboy players have become soft, less dedicated to winning. They get swept up with all the benefits of playing for the organization. Dez said, quote, the perks of being a Cowboy ruin some players, and it's clear, close quote. All right, so let us discuss now the question. Dez Bryant saying that Cowboy players are essentially spoiled and soft because of the culture around the Cowboys. Are you in or are you out on that statement? I am all in. I'm pushing all my chips in the middle of the table. Dez Bryant is on to something here. I've got monarchy, thermostat, and cheese. And we will connect all of this together. Now, first of all, listen, Dez Bryant has lived the life. He lived the life. He was one of the stars in the Tony Romo era of the Cowboys. He knows what it's like to play in Jerry's world. And Dez Bryant has been an eyewitness to many a failed Cowboy team, because as many people love to talk about how great the Cowboys are right now. The Tony Romo era, they had several teams in that era that should have gone to a Super Bowl at the very least and lost, and they blew it. They sucked at a time you cannot suck, which seems to be a disease that has engulfed whoever plays for the Cowboys over the last, what are we looking at now, almost 30 years of incompetence for Cowboy teams in the postseason. So we've witnessed this from a distance. Okay, we've observed this from a safe distance away just by being drafted or signing a contract in Dallas as a focal point type of player. Hanging around there, your life changes in amazing ways. You are put on a pedestal. You are better than everyone else, right? You're better than the average bear. The Cowboy media and the fans will rhapsodize and preach how wonderful you are. You will be admired. You will be adored. You'll be worshipped. God's gift to mankind. Now, part of the Jerry Jones culture is what's really a monarchy. It's Jerry Jones' monarchy. Keep in mind, you are treated like this blindly by the sheep without having to earn that status, right? It's kind of like the old line. I don't know if people still use this line, but in dating, back in the old days, I don't know if they still use it, but the line most of us have heard, if you're an old fart, is why would you buy the cow when you can get the milk for free, right? Well, typically, to earn the pedestal that you get playing for the Cowboys, you usually have to win to be canonized. But you don't have to do that in Dallas. You don't have to do it. You don't have to win anything. And we've had generation after generation of Cowboy player that has been celebrated and is the toast of the town without winning. Now, secondly, who specifically was Dez Bryant referencing? So, we obviously don't know. We're not in the mind of Dez Bryant, but that doesn't mean we can't have some reckless speculation, which is what sports radio was designed for. So with the heat cranked up on the thermostat, like the thermostat, the temperatures are really hot, Dez immediately started to backpedal. He was like a draft hopeful at the scouting combine doing the backpedaling drill. And he claimed that he was not signaling out any particular current Dallas player. And if you believe that, I have some beachfront property in Nebraska. I would like to sell you with a nice view of the Pacific Ocean. It's beautiful, just absolutely beautiful. And right now, I have some property in Buffalo, which you got a lot of sun. It's always 80 degrees in Buffalo. Clearly, we don't believe him, right? Based on a minutes-long investigation, here's what we believe. We believe that Dez Bryant was pointing the finger at Dak Prescott and Zeke Elliott. Now, Dak started out by NFL standards, humble beginnings. He was a fourth-round pick out of Mississippi State. And the argument is, it's a nice story. He had a scratch and claw to establish himself. And then having to prove himself year after year, finally, Dak Prescott hit Pater. He got the $160 million contract, $126 million guaranteed from Jerry Jones. And Dak's numbers, if you look at the stats, were pretty good. He was a top 10 quarterback this year, quarterback rating. A lot of empty calories, a lot of numbers in blowout wins for the Cowboys. And it's the same argument, right? That Dak has been the maestro of beating up substandard teams. And then when playing a better opponent, the legend of Dak Prescott is he does not play that well. It's a trip on the struggle bus for Dak Prescott, that not really a primetime big game playoff performer. Then you have Zeke Elliott. Now, Zeke might play for the Cowboys, but I think we've learned he's more of a Jag. He's just a guy. Zeke Elliott was the 33rd ranked running back in yards per carry, which I believe is right at the very top of most important stat for a running back. If you get a volume of carries, It's how many yards per carry. Now, Zeke Elliott this year averaged the same yards per carry as Sony Michel, the expat of the Rams, and DeAndre Swift of the Lions. That ain't good. His apprentice, Tony Pollard, was a top 10 running back. He averaged a big time 5.5 yards per carry. That is the same yards per carry as Jonathan Taylor of your Colts, who many were hyping up as the MVP of the NFL up until about week 14, and then it started to go downhill. And Nick Chubba-Lub-Lub, Nick Chubb of the Browns. So that's the line Pollard's on. That's not where Zeke Elliott is. So back to Dez Bryant. These comments have had a ripple effect around the Cowboys. Many people trying to either brush them aside, saying that this is nothing, there's nothing to it. Others are being caught in the crossfire of Jerry Jones and what is his demilitarized zone. So the words of Dez Bryant have some legs. They've got some currency. The Cowboys have had a number of players who have a virtuoso level of talent. And if you don't believe me, just ask Jerry Jones. He'll tell you. He'll tell you how great all his players are. Now, the final thought. There are lots of ingredients that go into the cake mix on why certain teams win and other teams don't. And to be fair, you play in certain other cities, you are worshipped as well. It's a little different in Dallas. You play for the Steelers, they love you. If you're a Pittsburgh Steeler, there's a love affair. The Green Bay Packers. But it's just cranked up a little bit more out of control in Dallas. As a general rule of thumb, the teams that are successful have grit. Now, you can be on a glamour team and have grit, but if you're having your ass kissed all day, every day, you lose that edge. I believe that. We're not talking quantum physics here. We're talking about football. And there's an old line, Bill Parcells, I keep bringing his name up. Parcells had, he said, don't eat the cheese. That was a Parcells line. Don't eat the cheese. And what did that mean? That meant when things are going well, when you're doing your job and you're winning games and everyone's saying how great you are, he never wanted his teams, the players on his teams, to take their success for granted. No coach wants that. And you know, to go online and read how great you are and see all the idiots on television, the talking heads kissing your ass and all that. Fortunately, on sports radio, we don't ever do that. We don't ever kiss anyone's ass. At least on the overnight, we don't. But the concern would always be you'd get overconfident. And it's always been the players who are willing to sacrifice personal glory for the greater good of the team, right? That's how the setup. If you look at the pyramid of an NFL team, that you have to be willing to give something up for the greater good. And the Cowboys spoil everyone who's a star or considered a star. You don't have to earn it. So you really have to have blinders on to avoid the trappings of playing for the Cowboys. Now, does this mean that we will see change? Is it true that Jerry Jones will say, wait a minute, I have to take some of these things back? No, don't expect Jerry Jones to take away any perks. Because even though this is one of the variables to the Cowboys, it's not the only reason they haven't won, but it's one of the reasons. It's not a positive. It's not a net positive. Jerry is not going to take the trimmings away. He loves that give him the greatest locker room. Give them a locker room that is like a penthouse. It's like a country club locker room at the most expensive golf club you can go to. And he believes it's a strong point, those fringe benefits. So he's not going to give those things away. Are you kidding me? No, he's going to bring up more. He's got such a heavy heart. And actually, he's got a heavy wallet. And he loves to hang out with the players and be their friends and all that. So that's another part of the story. All right, it is the Ben Maller Show as we press on and on further and further into the early morning hours, the overnight hours here. This portion of the Ben Maller Show made possible by You guessed it. How did you know? Discover Card. Real credit card questions require real people. Someone who understands your issues and works to resolve them with you. That's why Discover offers helpful, U.S.-based representatives available 24/7. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Straight ahead for us, the train keeps moving down the tracks, setting up ground rules. What does it mean? What do the ground rules mean? We'll also have too much or not enough a little bit later in the hour, and cooking with Roberto and whatever else pops up. We'll get to all that, and we will do it next.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
Mic check. Mic check.
If you want exclusive insight from the biggest names in the sports game, what's good? This is national champion and former pro baller Chris Johnson. And let me tell you a little bit about my new series, KJ Live.
KJ Live is the only show featuring me going one-on-one with the brightest basketball minds on the planet to get the real.
And when I say real, I mean that real. I got legendary Hall of Famers, elite coaches, and the top basketball insiders bringing you a unique perspective on all things hoops culture that you will not find anywhere else.
To make your next move your best move.
And tap in with me on KJ Live, wherever you get your podcasts from.
Pay attention, Maller Militia. The Ben Maller Show needs your help. Join the Audio Commonwealth and follow your host on Twitter. He's at Ben Maller. And you can tweet at and follow our technical producer. He plays all the music and most funny sound bites in the Ben Maller Show. His first name is Roberto. His last name is Flores. You can follow him at Raider_Rob24.
Been spending most of their lives living in the gangster's paradise.
He's also been known to cook and share recipes every now and then. Maybe he'll do it tonight. And now live in the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
Rolling. And who do we have here? This is Eeny, Meeny, Miny, Moe. Let's go to the phones. Angry Bill is somewhere in Florida, and he's always angry. Had a really good phone call. His last phone call. Let's see if he can have good back-to-back calls. Hello, Angry Bill.
So take that in your pooper and pop it.
Yeah.
Guys, what I'd really like to do with this Dallas situation is everybody donate a dollar so Jerry Jones can get himself a participation trophy and then ride into the sunset, go get a couple more facelifts, and leave us the hell alone with the garbage he keeps coming out there with for 30 years.
Now,
the guy is
Bill,
a complete...
That's a very rude thing to say. I'm a talk show host. You know how many hours of radio I've gotten over the last 27 years from Jerry Jones? It's been wonderful. It's been great.
That's not my problem.
It's a gift. My problem is you want to get rid of Jerry Jones. I wish Jerry would live to be 200 years old. His face is only like 40 right now. He's got a very young face.
You got to be kidding me. He looks worse than he did before the facelift. Let's make it $2 and we'll give him another facelift. Okay?
Deal.
The guy is a clown. The guy's a billionaire clown, but he's a clown. He doesn't know how to run a football team. He's proved it for 30 years. Come on, it's not like overnight now. Hasn't been 2 years, 5 years. 30 years, this guy's been a clown. Okay? Get rid of him. Let him put his bathrobe on, put his feet up, and go put a couple 24-year-old blondes around him. Leave us alone with his garbage.
Well, Angry Bill, you see, you support cancel culture. That's what you do, Angry Bill. You support cancel culture, and I don't support that.
What about a 9-year-old girl?
Thank you for calling. So glad we took that phone call. That was wonderful. Let's say hello to, let's see here, Beer Drinking Brian. Hello, Beer Drinking Brian.
What's up, Ben? Hey, it's pretty cool to hear DG answering one of the quick bad.
Yeah, Danny G Radio, a legend here at the Ben Maller Show from back in the day, yes.
But, see if I can't get half pint awake. And she had to, man, see, this is where the judicial system is all messed up.
Uh-oh, you know,
she had to go to her PO at 9 o'clock this morning, so she left about 8:30 on her bike, and it's 34 degrees out. It's about a 3-mile ride. So it was cold, you know, but she had to get out there. Well, her PO wasn't there because I guess he came down with COVID. So then the other PO that he assigned her for had an emergency, and no one decided to call her. I said, well, hell, you should be able to give them a violation because they give you one.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah, I mean, it's not quite how it works. But so she drove on her bicycle for how many? 3 miles? Is that round trip or is it 6 miles total?
No, one way.
So 6 miles, and she had, it was a complete nothing. There was nothing going on. She didn't. There was no one there.
And it was cold out. You know, it was 34 when she left. So, but she'll explain it to you.
Is she there? All right. Very excited. She's wide awake.
Thing, buddy.
All right. This is the passing of the phone to Half Pint. She's been out of jail for a few weeks there. Hello, Half Pint.
Hey, what's doing, mate?
Oh, you're sounding more like your old Half Pint.
Yeah, yeah.
Back to your old self here, Half Pint.
I'm not awake yet.
Oh, you're not awake. So he just woke you. He just handed you the phone and said, hey, start talking?
Yep.
Yeah, that's very rude of him to do that. I mean, how many hours have you been sleeping here?
I think I gave him a ride on my John Deere. he just handed it to me that long ago.
All right, well, just hand the phone back. Can you hand the phone back to Brian there?
No one has got the call.
All right.
Well,
Brian, you just woke her up. That's kind of rude. She was fast asleep. You just handed her the phone. You shouldn't do that. That's not nice.
She told me 15 minutes ago when she woke up that if I got on, to make sure I wake her up so she could say hi.
Yeah. Well, you did. You definitely you woke her up. You definitely woke her up. Yeah.
So. Yeah, it keeps her young.
Yeah. Well, that's one way to look at it. That's one way to look at it. Yeah. All right. Well, interesting. Another interesting update. The life and times of beer drinking Brian. Amazing. All right. Thank you, Brian. Now you go to bed. All right. There he goes. Let's say hello to Humble Dick, who's in Florida. Hello, Humble Dick. No? There he is. There's Humble Dick. Hello, Humble Dick.
You can ram it all day. You can ram it all night. You can go to DQ and get a brownie delight. But you better enjoy that frozen treat, because when you get to the frozen tundra, you ain't going to find it so tasty. You might get past Tampa Bay. I think you will. But you ain't going to get past Aaron. Y'all ain't going to get past Green Bay.
Oh, yeah, because Aaron Rodgers never loses an NFC championship game. Relax. That's never happened before. He's never played poorly in a championship game.
And you know why this is? Because you're really a bunch of Valley girls. You had your spokesman on The View. I'm not going to lie. Yeah, they get that more fans there, so we have to go to a silent count. And then you've got you can't pick out what city you want to live in, L.A. or St. Louis. You can't pick out what color you want to have, yellow or gold or white, horns. You can't. You're a bunch of soft. And Matthew looks like an ugly Valley girl with that hairdo. And I'll tell you one more thing. If you ever find yourself naked and you can't find a place to put your phone, lift up your belly and stick it in one of the folds of your fat, and it'll stay there firmly, although you might find some french fries in there. It could be a bonus.
Wow.
This has got to be like in the top five terrible calls I've ever taken. Do you, Humble Dick, do you realize how bad you are moving up the charts as far as the bad call? Do you practice being a bad caller, or does it come natural?
This is an excellent call. And also, a better place to put your phone is put it on vibrate, put up your backside, and then give yourself a buzz. That'd be the best thing for you to do. And
wow,
I could also say
bro.
How smart I am, because the night y'all hung up on me, I had two jokes while I was online, because y'all said, what's a Mallor Mulligan? It's a Mulligan. And then when you said Jalen Hurts was injured, what would he say in the third person?
Who?
Jalen Hurts. He would say Jalen Hurts. If he's talking in the third.
But is this call ever going to end? I mean, it just keeps going and going.
Andy cursed at the end of the call.
Oh, so, did he?
That now goes into the top five of all bad time.
What did he say? I wasn't listening. I tuned him out.
You don't
want to
know.
I stopped listening.
Yeah, you don't
I pretended
know.
Like I was a listener, Danny, and I stopped listening. I said, this is bad radio. I'm not going to listen to that anymore.
Man, I miss the calls like that.
Oh, you're welcome back, Danny. It's every night, every single night.
Join this show, and you feel 50 points of a higher IQ immediately.
Oh, how dare you. This is salt of the earth.
Oh, don't get me wrong. There are some very, very smart Maller militia members, but there's also some calls like that.
It takes everyone in the village, Danny. It takes all of us in the village. We need everyone to be part. And we don't need everyone to call, but they do. You know, they do call.
You have famous pianists and you have scientists, but you also have some,
Yeah, we have people from academia. I have
academia.
Yes, it's very elitist. But the professors, people who work at universities, and they like this show.
Hold their pinkies out while they drink tea, and they listen to Maller.
I have a listener who, I don't know. He was in Germany for a while. He's moved over all around Europe, and he's been a big fan. He listens. He's an expat, and he's lived in Europe, all different countries and whatnot. He's listened for a long time. JD and KC says, Benjamin, that's a 10 out of 10 on your Maller monologue to begin the hour. I believe wholeheartedly that these players are all prima donnas, and after they get that money or get paid, they all like to slack off, and that's proven time and time again. Every single one of them play hard for the money. And our guy Fats in Philadelphia, loving the Maller monologue, says, great monologue. 2 playoff wins in 27 years. Ha, 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 ha. Shazam. See, that's Fat's famous line, Shazam. That's his famous catchphrase. Yeah, he's the superhero. He's the fat guy superhero, and he loves saying Shazam. It's just absolutely great. All right, the Ben Maller Show rolls on further and further. We'll get to that ground rule story. We have too much or not enough. I need a contestant for too much or not enough. 877-99 on Fox. And cooking with Roberto as well. This portion of the Ben Maller Show made possible by Discover Card. Real credit card questions require real people, someone who understands your issues to work and works to resolve them with you. That's why Discover offers help U.S.-based representatives available 24/7. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Over to Eddie Garcia we go right now. Get you caught up on everything.
All right, thank you, Ben. We will start with the NBA. Just 2 games to tell you about. The Warriors beat the Pistons 102-86. Klay Thompson leading Golden State with 21 points. First time he's led the Warriors in scoring in a game since Game 6 of the 2019 NBA Finals. Timberwolves beat the Knicks in New York 112-110. Anthony Edwards, 21 points. Karl Anthony Towns, 20 points for Minnesota. Knicks are now under 500 with that loss on the season at 22-23. Top 25 college basketball, 12 ranked teams in action. We did have a couple of upsets. Number 6, Duke losing at Florida State, 79-78 in overtime. Number 23, Texas losing at home to Kansas State, 66-65. 18th ranked Texas Tech beat number 15, Iowa State, 72-60. Wins in the top 25 for number 5, Baylor. Number 7, Kansas. 8th ranked Wisconsin and number 10, Houston. As well as number 19, Ohio State. 22nd ranked Loyola Chicago. Number 24, Tennessee. And number 25, UConn. All posting wins. Most of them easy wins as well. In the NHL, we had a few games of note to pass along. The Lightning beat the Kings 6-4. Hurricanes beat up on the Bruins 7-1. Flames down the Panthers 5-1, and the Canucks beat the Predators 3-1. Coming up tonight, we've got the New York Rangers hosting the Toronto Maple Leafs in our Discover Card Key matchup, and that is brought to you, of course, by Discover. Real credit card questions require real people, someone who understands your issues and works to resolve them with you. That's why Discover offers helpful U.S.-based representatives available 24/7. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Now, you guys are all the big NBA fans here on the show, so maybe you can help me out with this, because I've heard of one of these guys, but it's only because he has a funny name. But there was a 3-team trade in the NBA Tuesday night. The Denver Nuggets are acquiring guard Bryn Forbes from the San Antonio Spurs. The Nuggets will send Bol Bol and PJ Dozier to the Celtics, and the Spurs will get Boston forward Juancho Hernan Gomez and Denver's 2028 second-round draft pick. Yeah. I assume Bol Bol has got to be the son of Manute Bol, right?
Yes, okay, yes. Bol Bol played at, I think, Oregon, and he was just traded last week to the Pistons. Uh-oh. But, Eddie, he failed the physical, so he's going to be out. He's going to have surgery. So the Celtics made this trade. It's a salary dump.
Okay.
They wanted to get rid of some salary.
Are any of these guys worth a damn?
No.
Okay.
No. They're
so a
roster filler.
A 3-team deal of crap.
Let me amend that, Eddie. Okay. I'm sure their families think they're very important people.
We're of course, talking about basketball. I'm sure they're all fine, wonderful human beings.
Yeah, I'm sure their relatives think, boy, that's the most important person. If I had a relative in the NBA, I think they're the coolest people in the world. But I don't. And so for the rest of us, that's just roster spam. That's all that is.
All right.
Yeah. All right. Thank you for that, Eddie. It is the Ben Maller Show as we press on. So some ground rules real quick. And the other night, Russell Wilson, remember him? Russell with muscle? He popped up on that the Fugazi Manning cast on Monday, and it's somehow Peyton and Eli didn't ask him the only thing people care about, are you going to play for the Seahawks? Are you going to force a trade and all that? It did not come up in the conversation. People were trying to figure out why not. Why would that not come up in the conversation? And so anyway, to make a long story short, to give you the truncated version of the story, we're hearing now that the reason the Komodo dragon in the room was not addressed was because there was an agreement that Russell Wilson would not do the interview with Peyton and Eli Manning if his future was brought up, that he put ground rules, or the people around him put ground rules down saying that Russ would not talk about the future of his career. And so Peyton Manning and Eli Manning, realizing they're just a couple of hacks on TV, said, who cares? We'll put you on. It doesn't matter to us. We don't care where you're going to play and all that stuff. And so there are reports. Russell Wilson, he's not demanded a trade yet, but some people think he will. So we'll keep an eye on that. We'll see how that goes, and we'll see how this goes right now. Here we go. Hit that button right now.
It's another Ben Maller game.
We've endured too many of these.
Is it too much or not enough?
Enough already.
All right, too much or not enough every week at about this time. And let's welcome in our contestant, one of our regulars, Mo, Uncle Mo from Brooklyn. Hello, Mo.
Good morning, Ben. How are you? By the way, just wanted to let you know my guest for the Cite the Bite yesterday was former Giants superstar fullback Henry Hynoski.
Oh, well, that's a great name. I didn't see that, but that's a great name. And but you're wide awake here, Mo. Are the kid keeping you up all night, or you're just staying up all night?
Yeah, he woke up tonight. He wanted to eat. He's getting too old for this, but he wanted to eat tonight.
How old's the kid now?
He's almost a year. I thought I'd be a full-time podcast listener again by now, but
no, we don't want
yet,
that.
I guess.
Yeah, we don't want that. And you probably got another couple of years. You know, a couple of years of listening.
Yeah, but yeah. Also, Ben, I did want to say from last week, I'm a full. I believe we should have a full hour of password between Blair and Marcel. I think we should do that.
It was riveting. Content. It really was. All right, let's play Too Much or Not Enough. Uncle Mo there, usually a podcast listener until his kid, you know, woke him up every you know, three nights a week. Anyway, here we go. Carl Anthony Towns and Anthony Edwards have each scored 20 or more points in the same game 12 times this season with Minnesota. Tied for second most by any pair of teammates. Is that too much or not enough?
I'm going to say it's not enough.
All right. Uncle Mo says that's not enough. Let's find out. That is correct, Uncle Mo. Good job by you. And not enough. They have done it 15 times this season, tied with KD and James Harden. And
sort of cheated. They played the Knicks last night, so they were local last night.
That's true. And second only to DeMar DeRozan and Zach LaVine. All right, here we go. Question number two. The Arizona Cardinals had 9 consecutive drives result in either no first downs, a fumble, or an interception. Is that too much or not enough, Uncle Mo?
Is that too much?
He's going too much. It sounds like a question mark, but he's going too much. Let's find out. Right again, Uncle Mo. Amazing.
That sounded like too much.
Yeah, the Cardinals with Alligator Arms Murray had 8 drives that did not produce anything.
Congrats on being right on Kyler Murray, by the way.
Thank you. The longest such streak in the playoffs since 1980. Wow, that's a long time ago. All right, question number three. Here we go. Odell Beckham Jr. This is for the win, Uncle Mo. Has 10 touchdown receptions over the past 8 games with the Rams. Is that too much or not enough?
Way too much.
Yeah, that is way too much. That was pretty easy. You're right. Too much is the answer. He's had 6 touchdowns. And considering people said he was done when he played with Baker Mayfield, he's looked really good with the Rams. So you've already won the game. We'll keep going, see if you can get another golden ticket. Question number 4. Couple of nights ago, in Dallas, Luka Doncic had his 33rd career triple-double. Is that too much or not enough for the Mav star?
too much.
All right, Uncle Mo going too much, trying to keep the good times going, the happy days. Here we go. Oh, doesn't matter, Uncle Mo. You already won the game. Congratulations.
Always great to talk to you, Ben. Thank you.
Thank you, Mo. And please, you know, thank your kid for staying up and allowing you to listen live. Appreciate that. Because at some point, that kid will grow up, and then you're going to lose Uncle Mo. Man, oh, man, oh, man. All right, this portion of the Ben Maller Show made possible by Discover Card. If you're a valued customer, you deserve a simple gesture of appreciation from your credit card company. And that's why Discover matches all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year. Discover, exceptionally common sense. You got to do it. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply. Cooking with Roberto is next. What are we making, Roberto?
Three cheese lasagna, baby.
That's right in my wheelhouse. Three Ooh. Cheese lasagna. We'll get to that, and we will do it next.
We provide over 70,000 seconds of unique content per week on the Ben Maller Show, 14,400 seconds each night. That's a lot to digest. Now you don't have to miss a moment thanks to podcasting. Go back and eavesdrop on those classic zany episodes at your convenience. Help the Ben Maller Show podcast skyrocket up the charts. It's available for free on iHeart and wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe and aggravate the corporate muckety mucks. And now live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
And into the kitchen we go.
Arriba, arriba,
with cooking with Roberto. This portion of the Ben Maller Show, Cooking with Roberto, made possible by our friends at Discover Card. Real credit card questions require real people. Someone who understands your issues and works to resolve them with you. That's why Discover offers helpful U.S.-based representatives available 24/7. Discover, exceptionally common sense.
And by the lovely ladies of Tijuana in Baja California, Directas Bar, baby.
Didn't see that on the log. didn't see that. But somehow that copy did not show up. But just Cooking with Roberto, a self-made man.
That's
you
right.
Didn't go to some culinary school.
Hell nah.
You learned from your mom and your relatives there, old countries from the old country, right? The old world.
That's right.
Bring them back to life. What are we making today, Roberto?
Three cheese lasagna, baby. I'm a big fan.
Ben's thighs clapping together.
Yeah.
Right there.
Out there. That's old Ben. Out there.
I'm not a big fan of lasagna, but my wife and my daughter love it, so I'm making this all the time now.
A properly made lasagna.
Yeah.
With the right mix, there's that bliss point with the right mix of the cheese and the sauce. And
yeah,
all.
The
oh
sauce has got to be homemade, obviously. This is a homemade sauce also. Homemade marinara sauce, all right?
I like it. So you need a lot of, like, 10 pounds of cheese. Right?
Exactly. 12 lasagna noodles, lean ground sirloin, Italian sausage, ricotta cheese, mozzarella, parmesan, garlic powder, onion powder, black pepper, Italian seasoning, kosher salt, olive oil. I also have the homemade sauce ingredients, but for time purposes, don't have time for that. All right? For directions, heat the oven to 350 degrees Fahrenheit. Okay.
All right.
We're going to cook that pasta.
You don't want to burn it. You don't want 400 or anything like that.
No, 350. Decent. Yeah. Decent amount, right?
All right.
We're going to cook pasta al dente according to the package directions, okay? Just like that. Very simple.
All right. So far, so good, the pasta right? directions, okay?
Yeah.
It's very simple right. so far. Sure.
We're going to heat a large frying or cooking pan on medium high heat and season the meat with the garlic, onion powder, black pepper, Italian seasoning, and kosher salt. All right, we'll add a tablespoon of olive oil because I like adding olive oil to when I remember cooking some ground beef. We're gonna brown the beef until no more pink remains.
You gotta brown it up, man.
Brown it up, no pink, okay?
No pink. Come on, man.
All right,
get rid of that pink.
Get rid of that pink, man.
We all hate the pink.
Yeah. Drain any fat that's left over. All right. Next we'll make
that was an awkward yeah.
Next, we'll make the marinara sauce. All right.
All right.
All right. Once the marinara sauce is ready, I have all this. The directions all there for you. But we'll move on to the next.
So thing. You'll have the point by point.
Exactly. Exactly.
Tweeting that out.
Yeah. For all time purposes, we can't go through all of it. Next, we'll add the meat to the sauce and make some homemade meat sauce. Oh, it's so delicious. It's just perfect texture. Right? Give it a good stir and let it simmer for about 5 minutes, okay?
And this has been passed down from generation to generation.
Yes, correct. That's correct.
In Roberto's family.
Of course.
It's amazing.
Of course.
Yes.
Next, in the medium to large bowl, we'll mix the cheeses together. Add a beaten egg if you like, all right? and give it a good mix. Mix those cheeses up, baby. Mix them up. Yeah. Mix them up.
You got to mix that all together, man. You got to have that, you know, everything fused together, all the delicious cheeses.
Yeah. Getting hungry. All right. Add one cup of meat sauce to a 9x13 baking pan. All right. We're going to put this bad boy in the oven. Make sure you got the proper pan in there, all right? You want it to burn or whatever. All right.
No. We're going to. Terrible.
Yeah.
No, we're going to. All the cheese.
We're going to top with three lasagna noodles, all right? We're going to layer with 1/3 of the cheese mixture and 1 cup of meat sauce. Repeat twice more and finish with 3 noodles topped with remaining sauce. Okay.
All right.
You got that?
I got that. I'm writing notes down.
Next cover with foil and bake about 45 minutes. Okay.
All right.
Very simple.
Solid 45 minutes there.
45 minutes. All right. Smell delicious. Uncover and then sprinkle over the remaining cheese, about 2.5 cups of mozzarella and a quarter of Parmesan, all right? And we're going to bake an additional 15 minutes or until browned and bubbly. Nice and bubbly.
Well, you got to get that cheese on top.
Yeah,
you got to get that good melted there.
Yeah,
that's the secret.
You got to let it brown up a little bit. Broil 2 to 3 minutes if desired. Rest 10 to 15 minutes before cutting and enjoy. Just like that, we got some homemade 3-cheese lasagna, baby.
That sounds wonderful.
I've not had a properly
made lasagna in some time. And you'll tweet that out, right?
Right now, baby. I'll do it right now.
Cooking with Roberto.
Boom.